Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
I got to introduce the Bengals at Pershing Square.
Shut your face hole.
A year ago.
A year ago?
Yeah.
That's recent.
And they're still hot.
Oh, so much so.
Oh, that's so, such a Susanna Hoffs thing.
Andy, let's see how similar our childhoods were. Did you walk around with your little girlfriends at recess making weed and flower crowns singing Eternal Flame?
No, but at the age of 20, I still had a Susanna Hoffs Up All Night poster up in my college bedroom.
It's still in your closet door, isn't it?
A little bit.
Let's listen to more of this.
I loved them. They could actually play the instruments.
Yes!
Michael Steele was in the Runaways, for crying out loud.
And don't you believe that this is one of the few covers that just blows the original out of the water?
Yeah, and their version of Big Star September Girls, love it.
I'm going to look it up.
Ah, oh, it's so good.
I just want to make flower crowns and listen to Eternal Flame right now.
That's just another Wednesday.
Well, welcome into Mark in the Morning. I'm Gina Grad of Andy Chandler here. Jackie, Danny, Mikey, the whole fam damily. Mark is finishing up vacation, but we are holding down the fort. Coming up on the show, we'll tell you where to find or avoid a certain McDonald's, depending on how much you like seafood. We're featuring one of our favorite Mark in the Morning clips, Name That Tune with Skeeter. And we talk to Mr. Brian Williams. That's going to be live, by the way. All that and more coming up. This is Mark in the Morning.
Good morning.
Well, that's just for anyone who's taking a shower right now. According to a new study, here is a rundown of the careers that psychopaths gravitate towards most. I will tell you right now, radio did not make the list.
Broadcasting is not? Okay.
I'm telling you, for real, no tea, as the drag queen said. Well, I was shocked.
Then that already discredits the study.
All right, see if you can guess any of the jobs that are on this list of 10 careers that attract the most psychopaths.
Psychopaths? Law enforcement.
Number 7.
Oh, that's scary. Anything to do with death, like embalming? Or?
No, you know, I've actually met a bunch of those people. Super well adjusted. They don't look at all like Morticia Adams, nothing. Keep going.
Oh, that's good to know.
Psychopaths.
Teachers.
Oh, good one, but no.
I'm going to say taxi drivers.
Also good, but no.
No?
No, think no, bigger.
No
think
Uber?
Think more authoritative.
Oh.
Government officials.
Elected officials?
Civil servants.
Civil servants, does that cover everyone from the president down to your local dog catcher?
Yes,
okay.
Carnival workers.
I mean,
you live a colorful life, Jackie.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
I don't know why you insist on hating on the carny folk.
How about rodeo clowns? They on the list? No.
Broadcast adjacent made the list. The journalist made the list.
Wow.
Because I think you do have to be sort of crazy to be like, I'm going to run right into the middle of that war. And
so really, of all of us here, you're the closest to a journalist of all of us, right? With the trending?
That can't possibly be true.
Okay, all right.
I tell people as often as I can, as loud as I can, that I'm not a news person.
I see.
And I deliver the most news of anybody I know. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Chef. And if you know any chefs, that is 100% accurate. They are crazy.
Yeah.
The clergy? Tracks the psychopaths, according to this list.
Well,
not my list. Journalist. Surgeon.
Surgeon.
You feel better about that colonoscopy, which we're going to be playing today, by the way.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
Well, I guess to be able to to cut open the human body, you have to be able to dissociate a little bit from what you're actually doing.
As long as you don't go the other way and just love it too much.
Yeah.
You don't want to take home any trophies.
You know, like skin suits?
Yep.
Yep.
Salespeople. I worked on Rodeo Drive for years, and I can tell you that is 100% true. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't make it down the list far enough before I discredited your original answer. The media, television.
Come on.
slash radio.
That was my first answer.
And I don't know why. It's one of those things, I was looking right at it and I chose not to see it because I didn't want to be associated.
Maybe you
with
didn't want to visit that part of your psyche. So you're on there twice at least.
Number two, I don't think anyone's going to be super shocked. Lawyers. A lot of psychopaths in that field.
It's a prerequisite, yeah.
And number one, and I've heard this before, the number one career that attracts psychopaths, the CEO.
Wait, that's a career?
Yay, career CEO.
All right.
Yeah. No, but seriously, I heard a whole thing on the radio, so I know it's true, that when you're an extremely narcissistic or psychopathic person, you either go toward leading people into war or leading them in business.
What's interesting with that list, and I can't remember the exact order, but it sounds like if you drew a graph, as psychopathy goes up, so does income.
It's tomatometer.
The more psychopathic you are, according to that,
you go from
the more money you make.
Postal worker to chief executive officer.
I love
we should
it.
Get Peter Burton. Peter,
I was just going to say, Peter Burton makes so much sense.
Proves
now.
The case, doesn't it?
Doesn't it make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. Let's see. How about Steve Miller? Move ahead with this one. Written about a friend of his, Deborah. Abracadabra. You're listening to Mark in the Morning.
Shut up.
That's just not a good look, Andy. It's just not. And my wife of 32 years has joined us now. She's sitting here with us. Good morning, Skeeter.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Linda.
Now, here's the way. This is really a radio version of something that Linda and I have been doing forever. I'm a radio guy, so whenever we would travel into other cities, I would listen to the radio to see what the local radio sounded like in said city. And throughout our 32 years, a song would come on the radio, and I would say artist and title.
And most of the time, I would get it incorrect.
That's great. Now, Linda loves music, but she's into funk. She's into Parliament and Bruno Mars and that kind of stuff. Classic rock, not so much.
Not my strong suit, that's for sure.
Now, here's the game. This is Name That Tune with Skeeter. We have four songs that are lined up. Wait, I have music.
Oh, yeah.
It is now time for Name That Tune with Skeeter. Four classic rock songs have been lined up. The first is No Brainer.
Oh, you say that now.
The second is Easy. Third is Medium. And the last one, Almost Impossible. Now, here's what's on the table. If you get four right, you get $400 to spend at Nordstrom.
Oh, wow. I am excited.
Three right is 300, two right, 200, and so forth.
Woo-hoo!
Now, you have two hints that you can use. You can pick either Andy or Gina to give you a hint.
Right. Okay.
And you have phone a friend. In this particular case, it's Skype a friend. Linda has chosen her son, Matthew. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Now, so Matt can literally answer the question for you if you empower him to do that.
Okay.
But how many times,
if I know it.
How many times does she get that lifeline?
One time.
One time. Okay.
So two hints, Andy or Gina. And Skype a friend. Now, I want you to hear what Matt and his bass player buddy did. They went into Matt's drum lair and they played along.
Dungeon,
your drum dungeon. And they played along with Rush's Tom Sawyer. Now, I'm going to get the video up on markinthemorning.com so you can all see it, because it's kind of fun to watch them. They put GoPros up and all that kind of stuff. All right. Are we ready?
Sort of.
I kind of want to recuse myself because I really want you to get that money. I don't want to be wrong.
Well, these are so... Now, again, Andy and Gina, only a hint.
Yeah, but how good can the hint be?
Hinty.
Well,
not a slam dunk, but give her a chance.
Yeah, I mean, don't give it to her, but help her.
Okay, so she has to get the artist and title?
Yes.
And don't say, you know, rhymes with Clark Cloffler.
All right, Skeeter, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the no-brainer category. You can take all the time you need. When you have your answer, artist and title, then say it.
Well, it's AC/DC.
You are correct so far. Are you waiting for the title?
I am.
Just stand by. It's Linda, this is no brainer. The rest of them get harder.
Oh, God, yeah, I'm in trouble.
No, you're not. Just keep listening. Are you listening?
I'm going to say Dirty Deeds. No?
Well, yes. Okay, it's Dirty Deeds Done.
Dirt Cheap.
Okay, good. All right, that is 1 point.
My hint was going to be, it's something that's done at a bargain price.
Now, don't forget, you've got two hints that you can use.
Okay.
And Skype with your friend Matthew.
Well, I didn't want to use them on the easy one.
Good idea.
Now, you've now got $100 for a trip to Nordstrom.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
We now move to the easy category. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm trying to read her face.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine.
I know it's Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan is correct.
Then you.
You're not helping.
People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask a friend for the title.
Well, you want to use a hint, or do you want to...
I want a hint, and I want a hint from Gina.
Ooh. When, you know, when they say, I don't want to use the word in the hint, when a moss goes down the hill, it's
a Rolling Stone!
Yeah!
All right, so what's the name of the song?
It's a simile.
How does it feel?
Like a Rolling Stone?
That is correct.
Oh,
wow. Hey, remember, Linda, no cussing.
I didn't cuss.
Yeah, that was close.
Yeah, it was, but I didn't do it. Andy, I hope you got your hand on that button.
Andy,
Matt, you're still with us, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I'm saving Matt, too. See, now it's the hard
I don't know
one.
How long you should save me for. I wasn't alive for most of this.
There's only two more. You still have both hints on the table, and you've got Skype with your son. Here now is... medium difficulty.
Carry on my wayward
son. Oh, man. And you know why this is difficult for me.
That's why I picked it.
Because it could either be Boston or it can be Kansas because they sound so much alike.
Now, you've got two hints that you're not using, and you've got Skype with your son.
Okay, Matt?
Yes.
Do you know anything about this?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Now, Matt cannot answer for you, but
yes,
he can.
Yes, I can.
Well, wait. You can suggest to her but the answer has to come from her.
Okay.
Now, you can give artist and title to your mother.
Mother?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas.
What is your answer, Skeeter?
Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas.
You have $300 for Nordstrom.
I'm starting to sweat.
Well, you've done really well. Okay, so now you're at your last song.
This is a lot of pressure.
Yep, I saved Andy for last. For a reason.
I like your strategy,
Linda. I don't like this.
Here we go. Artist and title is needed for the difficult song of the game.
Oh, man.
Oh.
This is
see, once again, I don't know. It's either The Who or Led Zeppelin. So
awesome.
Now, here's the challenge. You're obviously going to have to use your hint.
I am.
And Andy is going to have to try to find a way to give you a hint on this title.
He's writing
something down.
And he's bright red.
All right, now,
sweat everywhere.
So you've got to come up with artist and title to sweep this game and get $400 at Nordstrom.
Okay, so I'm going with Andy. He's got to help me out here.
Okay.
I can't wait.
It is what a sheep says twice, plus from MASH.
She doesn't know MASH.
Corporal Radar's last name. What a sheep says twice.
That's a really good hint.
Plus, Gary Bergdorf's character, Corporal Radar, his last
okay,
name.
Okay, wait.
What a sheep
Baba
says twice.
O'Reilly.
Yes!
All right, wait.
Halfway there. So I know who it is now because you went to see him and you were screaming the wrong name at him. The Who.
That is correct.
Woo! Yeah! Feels so good.
Good afternoon,
thank you,
everybody.
Thank you, everyone that helps me.
We'll obviously do this again. So now you get to go to Nordstrom, $400 shopping spree.
Okay, I'm leaving right now. Bye bye.
Thanks for name that tune with Skeeter. Excellent job. And that was I specifically chose that knowing that it was going to come down and she would never get the title.
Right.
And I really was depending on you to not be able to give a hint for that.
Mark.
Yeah.
Being able to take money out of your pocket
is
a wonderful joy for me. It's a vicarious joy for me.
Quite the incentive.
This was me. Two words that sheep say, ba, 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 what? And then it hit me.
That was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
This is Mark in the Morning. Our phone number, 888-696-1003. Have a request, have a comment, have a word of encouragement? Call us up.
Sure, why not?
In the meantime, news is for losers. We've got Gina Grad and trending.
Misty Copeland has made history by becoming the first principal African-American dancer at the American Ballet. Soccer star David Beckham got a minion tattooed on his arm, all to please his little girl.
Seriously?
His young daughter who just loves the minions from Despicable Me. And here's what's trending in sports. Speaking of soccer, in Women's World Cup news, U.S. downs Germany 2-0 to advance to the
final. Yeah, take that, Krauts!
Yeah! Oh. That turned ugly.
Bite it.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up, we're listening to a Thompson Family sing-along, and we'll be talking to Brian Williams later in the hour. But first, Queen is going to rock
USA.
You.
USA. USA.
This is USA. Mark in the Morning.
It's great.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Yes. Well, Gina was fetching my coffee.
To bring Andy's coffee. Sorry. Here you go, honey.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Now, I want to play something from Katie first. When we had our house in California, we had a detached garage, and we basically turned it into what we call the drum room. It was basically everything. I kept my motorcycles in there. My drums were in there. Matt's drums were in there. Just that. So one day, Matt was out playing the drums. Matt was like 10.
Is this what I think it is?
Yeah. And so Matt was recording it, and Katie's out there. Katie at this point is like 5. And so she sees the microphone, and she decides to go over and do a little riff, improvising vocally. So here is Matthew on the drums at 10.
This is great.
And Katie at the age of 5.
The greatest thing I've ever heard.
Dark.
Brownie.
Oh, my God. Wait,
the big finish is coming. Wait. Big finish.
If I can give you my initial review, there is a very big pop star doing a residency in Vegas right now that sounded better than.
That was awesome. That sounded like a chipmunk improvising the greatest rock song ever written.
We go out to dinner.
No, we go out to dinner with our kids every night, but we don't eat a lot is what end was.
What Katie was referring to on that is that Katie would never eat.
I wanted to play, dude.
She's gotten that fixed.
Yeah.
So
making up for lost time.
So all of that was improvised. Matt on the drums and Katie rapping.
Thank you so much for joining us on Mark in the Morning. Kelly is on the phone. We're going to talk to her. Hey, Kelly, what can we do for you?
Oh, I was just calling because the other day when the woman she said she didn't want to be rude or anything like that, but she couldn't take the tickets to
see. She wasn't into John Fogerty.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't into John Fogerty.
Really?
Yeah.
Philistine.
She was a Boston fan. What can you do?
Yeah.
Are you a Fogerty fan?
I love Creedence, yes.
Oh, nice. So am I sort of getting the vibe that maybe you would want some John Fogerty tickets?
Hoping so, yeah.
All right, you know what?
Wait, this is all it takes?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Because I'm not Mark, I'm not going to ask, I don't know, how old you are.
What's her name?
Kelly. Do
Hey, Kelly, what kind of rack you got swinging there?
You don't have to answer that, Kelly.
You don't want to know.
We're actually going to be nice. Okay, so
if that's your answer, you're right, I don't.
Yeah, here's the thing. We're not going to ask any of that crap because Mark's mean and he's not here. But if I'm going to do this for you, which I'm happy to do, how are you going to pay it forward today? What are you going to do nice for somebody else?
Well, you know, I'm going to pay it forward by taking my daughter with me because she's never been to a concert before.
Well, that's lovely. That's a good start. But do you think there's anything you can map out today that you can do for somebody else? Maybe you don't freak out if somebody cuts you off or you buy somebody a cup of coffee. You think you can fit that into
Gina, today's
schedule?
That's a good idea. I do go a little bit ballistic when I'm driving on the freeway. I will pay it forward by being a little calmer.
Maybe give him a little wave instead of the finger.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Good enough. All right. You are going to the Hollywood Bowl, Kelly. A pair of tickets to see John Fogerty on July 15th. The LA Phil presents John Fogerty, his songs from 1969 and more. Tickets at HollywoodBowl.com. Have a great time with your daughter, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a good one.
Okay.
So you're trying to get people to do something nice for somebody else. Maybe it'll work.
I don't think so. The negativity has really worked for us so far.
I know. I just thought we'd try something new.
You're a pushover.
I'm the worst. We're going to give away more stuff. Awesome stuff. You're going to be competing for a Las Vegas prize package worth more than $1,000. That's at 740. You can give us a call, 888-696-1003. That's 888-696-1003. Call now and just sit on hold and chit-chat with Jackie. Tell her what you had for breakfast, what you had for dinner last night, what your hopes and dreams are. She likes that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. We are talking to Brian Williams next, but first, let's take a little trip to Boston. This is Mark in the Morning.
For those of you who don't care for John Fogerty.
Happy to have you with us on Mark in the Morning on this beautiful, a little bit hazy, but beautiful Wednesday morning. Well, as you may have heard, Donald Trump has been booted from NBC as the host of The Apprentice. We're going to call Donald again and talk to him about it, but he's not the easiest person to talk to right now. He's that terrible personality. But we did manage to get another person who has recently been fired from his job at NBC, Mr. Brian Williams. Thanks so much for calling, Brian.
It is an honor and a privilege. I could use a break from my bird watching.
Oh, you've been doing some bird watching?
Yes. In fact, a bald eagle just landed on my mailbox, stared right at me, let out a loud caw, and held up a sign that said, "You demand Brian Williams." Truly, nature at its most majestic.
Literally none of that sounds true, but let's move on. Do you have any advice for Donald Trump during his troubling time here?
Absolutely. I would recommend doing something to get your mind off of what has happened. Perhaps some charity work. I, for one, spent 6 weeks living amongst a tribe in Africa where I cured 7 diseases that were ravaging their village. To show their appreciation, they added a word to their native language, Brian Williams. It means well-endowed, handsome, smart man who can run a 3-minute mile.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so charity work, you're saying, then. Any other tips?
Yes. Any other tips?
Yeah.
Perhaps he should develop a new hobby. I, for one, have begun antiquing. But I'm not talking about old lamps and piano benches. I'm talking about ancient archaeological artifacts. In fact, I recently unearthed the Ark of the Covenant. Word to the wise, never look at it directly. A Nazi who would prove to be my enemy did so, and his face melted clean off. He should have known better. That thing belongs in a museum. I've also begun learning how to use a bullwhip.
Brian, now you're not even trying to hide the fact that you're lying. That is literally the plot of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That idea was stolen from me.
Uh-huh. Any more advice for Mr. Trump?
Yes, don't rule out time travel. I know a guy who has developed the ability to break through the space-time continuum. That guy is me. Come along with me, Donald. Together, we will stop ourselves from being idiots.
Well, not to get all fourth dimensional on you, but you're not going to do that because our current reality would be much different if you had.
Note to self, when I travel back in time, stop Gina from saying that and blowing the lid off of my whole plan.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Brian.
It's been a pleasure. Now back to bird watching. Ooh, a peacock. Where's my rifle?
Oh. Nice. Nice dig.
What is wrong with him?
What, is it time?
It's time.
Is it time?
It's time.
Not two big feet are in it.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
That sucker's clean off. Let's see. It's Andy's classic rock time capsule for Wednesday, July 1st, 2015. You got 15 half licked, folks. Today in 1960. Watch it. Today in 1969, Gina, John Lennon and his family are in a car crash. Now, everybody's okay mostly. Well, I mean, they require some stitches and everything, but they walk away from it. But after the crash, he takes the extreme step of having the car what? Mm-hmm. Buried at sea. Cut apart with a torch, donated to 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS, melted down, or crushed into a cube. What does he do? You think about it while we talk about other fun stuff like 1975 on this day, 10cc topped the British charts with I'm Not In Love.
I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase. I'm going through.
Now, this is originally kind of a lounge song. I'm not in love, so don't forget it. But the band decides it's too corny, right, to record that way. They put it on a shelf. But people around the recording studio are humming it while they work. So they're like, maybe there's something to that kitschy song. But we got to record this unlike anything that's ever been recorded before. So, like, this part here, it's human voices singing the notes. They're looped on individual mixer faders, and they're played on the mixing board like a new type of organ. And you remember the sexy voice in the bridge that says this? That's Kathy Warren. She was a receptionist at the recording studio, and they hauled her in to do that. That song is just amazing. 1983, on this day, Bon Jovi signed a recording contract. Now, since then, they've sold 130 million records, played 2,600 concerts in 50 countries in front of 34 million fans. So when John Bon Jovi says this,
I've seen a million faces, and I rock them all.
He's really just being modest. Birthdays today include blues legend Willie Dixon, born 100 years ago today. Big deal? Don't know about Willie Dixon? Don't care. Well, let me just say this. If you don't have Willie Dixon, you got no Rolling Stones. You got no Led Zeppelin. I mean, he's so influential. I'll give you an example of how Willie Dixon was ripped off. Here's Muddy Waters singing Willie Dixon's You Need Love.
Baby, way down inside, woman, you need love.
Sound familiar? How about this song? The courts think so too. Led Zeppelin pays Willie a hunk o' money for that one. Another birthday delay.
I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want.
Delaney Bramlett of Delaney and Bonnie and Friends would have been 76 if we hadn't lost him a few years back. Debbie Harry of Blondie is 70. B-52's frontman Fred Schneider is 64. I've got a monster in my pants and a dozen naughty dance.
What is happening?
I don't know. Elwood Blues, Dan Aykroyd, he is 63. All right, so the quiz question. Today in 69, John Lennon has a car crash. Now, after it, the car is sunk, cut up, donated, melted, or crushed. What's your answer?
Please say cars for kids. Please say cars for kids. Please say cars for kids.
It is not donated. No, it's crushed into a cube. John, Julian, Yoko, and Kyoko, they're out for a drive in Scotland when John drives his Leyland Austin Maxi into a ditch. He's a horrible driver. John Lennon has many great things. Driving is not one of them. He got his driving habits from Yoko. He gets 17 stitches in his face. Yoko,
oh,
Yoko gets 14. Kyoko gets 4. Only Julian escapes unscathed, except for suffering shock. Afterwards, John has the car crushed into a cube and put on his Tittenhurst London lawn as a reminder. Crazy thing is, 11 years later, Ringo wrecks his Mercedes with Barbara Bach in the passenger seat. They're lucky to walk away from the scene. And Ringo has that crushed into a cube and turned into a coffee table. These nutty Beatles.
So that's a thing.
And their crushed car souvenirs. How about that? Let's let bad driver John Lennon play us out, though, on Andy's classic rock time capsule. You are listening to Mark in the Morning.
Happy to have you here with us on Mark in the Morning. You know, with all the hype surrounding Terminator Genesis, it feels appropriate to look back at one of the franchise's most successful entries, Terminator 2. Judgment Day. Were you a fan, Andy?
I actually was. This is the one with, who's the kid?
Renfro.
Jason Patrick was in it. He was the liquid guy.
Yes.
And who was the kid?
Jeremy Renfro.
No.
Another one.
Yeah.
Okay,
anyway,
well,
I can't think
about that. I'm about to give you such a treat, such an ear treat right now. This is what it sounds like when a bunch of kids get together and overdub the theatrical trailer for Terminator 2 Judgment Day. It's just better that way.
Fantastic.
Here's a little taste of when a youngin narrates the trailer to one of the best action movies of all time.
You have to let me see my son. He's in great danger. Whoosh. New mission. Beep, beep, boop, beep, beep. Once he was programmed to destroy the future.
You don't know what it's like to kill one of these things.
Now his mission, get down,
is to protect it.
Mom, come with me if you want to live.
I mean, it's just
awesome.
It's adorable.
Come with me if you want to live.
I know. I think there's an I'll Be Back in there somewhere, too. But
of course, there has to be.
I would much rather watch this version, and I love the original.
Me too. Edward Furlong is who I was trying to
think. Oh, yes. Who was I saying? Jeremy Renfro.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
No, different guy. In fact, I remember when Rosie Perez got up, I think at the MTV Movie Awards, and gave an award to Edward Furlong.
Mm-hmm.
Her saying those two words together was one of the greatest joys of my life. Edward Furlong.
Her voice, I'm sure she's a wonderful human being.
Oh, yeah.
Her voice goes 8 miles up my spine.
Oh, it's so good. You know she was a Soul Train dancer.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh, I will show you proof
the
during the commercial.
Soul Train. All right. Is your host, Don Cornelius. He won't be here, but... Sorry.
Yeah. No, good. No, please continue.
I love the Soul Train.
All morning.
I love the Soul Train. Watching in Indiana... I was like,
wait,
I think I was the only one.
You love Soul Train and you didn't know that Rosie Perez was a Soul Train dancer?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm going to school you in just a second. But first, we're going to reach back into the vault and replay Andy's colonoscopy. That's coming up next. And get ready to call us at 888-696-1003. That's 888-696-1003 at 740 when we will be giving away a Las Vegas getaway.
What time?
740.
That's when people call, right?
Yeah. Well,
perfect.
Call now. Just chill.
That sounded...
Jackie's
really, really passive aggressive.
No.
It wasn't even passive. It was
just
aggressive.
I just
aggressive,
clarify it for everybody that's listening.
Latent aggression.
No.
That's at 7:40.
Look, I have a sore throat today, guys.
Yeah, don't give Jackie a hard time. She has enough going on. But first, let's revel in an Aerosmith cover. A cover! This is Mark in the Morning. happy to have all of it. Happy to have you here with us.
Somebody needs to tackle her.
I smelled burning toast. Real quick, I just want to tell you, we are putting a 9-minute compilation of Rosie Perez dancing on Soul Train up on the website.
Does she talk?
No.
Oh, so good. Then I'll watch it.
MarkInTheMorning.com, and I think we're linking it on Facebook. It's fantastic. Watch it immediately after the show. But first, let's jump both feet into Andy's colon.
Ouch.
Welcome back in. Mark in the Morning. Chick in the Cheeks has entered into the room, the operating room. She is in there with Andy. She is in scrubs, rubber gloves. Katie, make sure we get a good picture of that.
Oh, we have.
So, Katie, what kind of drug are they about to give Andy?
They gave him some pre-juice, whatever that means, but we haven't put in the pro-ful-ful-ful-ful-ful.
Neither of those, Katie, here comes
the pro-ful-ful-ful right now. All right. So, give me a question.
No. Ask Andy to do the preamble.
Do the preamble.
All right. Yeah, come over here. Okay. I'll tell you what I'm thinking right now. Katie, you look really beautiful right now.
Well,
like, I never realized how beautiful you look before now.
Thank you.
Like, I think maybe I have feelings for you that I've never said before. No, I'm just kidding. I don't feel anything yet. Well, it's starting to. Hey, look behind you. You see that TV screen?
Yeah.
That TV screen right there, it's going to show everything that the colonoscope, is that right?
That's right, colonoscope.
Yeah. Look at it right now. It's going to show my colon. It's not terribly exciting to the average viewer, but it's better than some NBC mid-season replacements.
Katie.
Still got the jokes firing off.
Everything. Oh, by the way, how do you know, Dr. Fisher, where the colon, the polyp is when you go in there? You have a marker?
Well, you have a marker. In yours, you have a recurrent in one here, a tattoo. You have a tattoo that your wife will never see.
Okay. When you a little tramp stamp in my colon. When you go in there, could you augment it with AC plus
MT
plus MT for Mark Thompson, PLA or
forever.
Katie, have him do the preamble.
Do the preamble.
What's the preamble? We the people in order to form a perfect union.
All righty. He is going, gone, and I'm leaving the room. Oh. All right. Bye, Andy.
Wait.
Love you.
My favorite was, what's the preamble?
And then he started singing it.
He was very Schoolhouse Rock at the end.
Oh, that was great. I want to give props. Andy prepared with jokes and facts. Yeah. He even had one. That was great.
Katie, now... Yes.
We don't know exactly how long the procedure is going to take, but we are in hopes to try to come back when they're waking him up and get some of that post-operative farting.
They said that it would be about 40 minutes, the procedure.
Okay, perfect.
All right, well, keep us posted, Katie. That was great. How many people were in the room with him?
Just me and the doctors, but I've got to say that was very entertaining to watch. I did see his behind just a little bit. Don't tell him because I don't want him to be embarrassed.
Yeah, no, just tell all of LA instead.
He was just adamant about no pictures.
Oh, no. Well, I didn't take. No. There was no. But I did see the camera that was going to go in and all of that. But that was very funny.
Well, Katie, good job. Keep us posted on when they're going to start bringing him out of it. Okay.
All righty. I will.
Embarrassed if she sees my butt. Are you kidding? That's what I was hoping for. Okay. So in just a couple of moments, stay tuned. Uh-huh. It really is entertaining to hear yourself when you're totally out of your head.
I can't believe you're listening, by the way. I would have been sitting here under the desk shaking.
Oh, no. I love it. It's fantastic. I have no recollection of saying the preamble at all. So in just a couple of minutes, more things that I have no recollection of saying as I wake up from sedation. Yep. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Mark in the Morning.
Ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
Airline pilots were fired after taking photos with an actress in a cockpit on Tuesday after the woman shared the photos with her 405,000 followers on Twitter. What's the problem? They just took a picture. Oh, the problem was that one of the photos was clearly taken while the plane was in flight.
Hey, why do you think they call it a cockpit?
Ayo, 30,000 feet in the air going God knows how fast, and they're taking pictures with a hot young actress. The two pilots have been dismissed. The actress who snapped the photo has been barred from flying the airline for 5 years.
Wow. Do you have a picture?
She's hot, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think she's a Greek actress. She actually does a lot of, like, seductive Instagram. I'll show you in a second.
All right.
All right. Get ready to call us at 888-696-1003 for a chance to win a trip to Vegas. That is coming up at 7:40. But first, let's have a listen to the babies. This is Mark in the Morning.
That's our buddy John Wayne.
Happy you're hanging with us on Mark in the Morning this morning. Andy, are you enjoying watching Rosie Perez do her thing?
She dances very angrily.
She's an aggressive dancer.
She looks very angry.
But it's kind of hot, right?
Kind of, in an angry way.
All right. This is a terrible segue. Let's jump back into Andy's colon.
Mikey, let's just quickly check in with Katie and Corey and see what's up with Andrew. Katie, are you there?
I am. I'm with Andy. Andy, talking to the mic. Do you have anything to say?
I'm waking up from colonoscopy land.
Uh-huh.
And are we on the radio?
Uh-huh. We are on the radio right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
You can't, Katie, wait? What can't you wait for?
I can't wait to have some jalapenos and... some red hot jawbreakers.
What?
And
Katie.
Hey Andy, I love you.
Gina, oh. You're wait.
Yes, Andy, I'm
Mark?
Here.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
What's your name again?
Katie.
Who do you want to talk to? You want to talk to Katie?
No, you're Katie. You're Katie.
Katie. I'm Katie.
Katie.
Yes.
Did we have sex?
We did not. We did not.
Okay. That was something else going okay.
I don't have any regrets, but it's feeling like you do.
Wait, this is on the radio?
It may be a little bit on the radio, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Will you stroke my hand like you were doing beforehand?
Yes.
Oh, that's
here. Oh, so here, hold
loving
this.
Side of Andy.
Hey, Katie.
Yes.
Has he been farting?
No.
Hold on.
Do you have it here?
I got
okay.
It.
I'm gonna tick. I'm gonna tickle your hand now like I was before.
See, this feels nice.
Yep.
It's like I'm waking up in a little Andy heaven.
Little Andy heaven.
Hey,
so that you know, Mikey
lower.
Has his thumb on the delay
lower,
button,
just
yeah. Not
go
knowing.
Lower.
Lower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go a little lower.
Whoa.
Lower? Yeah, lower right
oh,
there.
Okay. Is that
okay, yeah, stop right there. And then I want you to scratch my palm really good. Scratch it really good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it tickles. Oh, that's. See, that's good.
All right.
I'm
Katie, you're doing the
it.
Lord's work right now.
He's feeling good about it.
Hey, do you know what I realized?
What?
The greatest thing about today?
Yeah.
Maybe we saved some lives.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe we got people motivated to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest thing of all today
mm-hmm.
is that this, I don't have to claim this as a sick day because I was on the radio. So suck that, Sharon.
There you go, Sharon.
Suck it.
And his eyes are starting to open some now.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I just had a short nap.
Uh-huh.
But
you did.
Hey, can I, really Annie? It's Brian drugs. Unger. Hey, did you find while they were in the procedure? Did they find the key to my storage locker?
Wait, who are you people?
I'm Katie.
Had to do
I don't
find
think
your
he
keys
has on
joke here.
It had to be done.
He forgot where he was.
It's scrub time. We have to get out of here and get cleaned up.
All right. Well, Katie, then, you and Andrew, make sure he's
hey,
all good.
John.
And we'll play
John's
this for him tomorrow morning. He's just going to keep talking.
But there'll be a delay, so he's waiting for it. It was pretty good. Felt pretty good.
Yeah. So we'll leave them here.
Feels like it was 9 hours and 20 minutes. How long was it?
It was only like 15 minutes, if that.
You know, really? Katie should stay with him all day and just have him do a show.
All right. Well, there is more Mark in the Morning right around the corner. Remain where you are. This is 100.3 The Sound.
Mark in the Morning, 888-696-1003 is the number, and you'll want to call it soon if you're interested in going to Las Vegas, where it's 111
yes!
today, but right now...
Balmy!
What'd you say?
Balmy.
Oh, balmy!
Yes.
Totally misunderstood
Let's move on.
Let's find out what's trending with Gina.
Greece is defaulting on a $1.7 billion, that's billion with a B, dollar loan to the International Monetary Fund. Donald Trump piñatas are rolling out all over Mexico ever since the Donald made disparaging remarks about Mexicans in a presidential campaign speech. And Paris Hilton is suing a TV station in Dubai who pranked her into believing her plane was crashing and she was going to die. For a television show. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Someone is about to win a trip to Las Vegas coming up next, but first, I'm talking about my generation. This is Mark in the Morning. Mark in the Morning, we're doing our thing! And right now, our thing is having two callers compete for a Las Vegas prize package worth over $1,000, courtesy of rockofages.com. Andy?
Yes, here we go. Gather around the wireless. It's time for a game of mental smartness. We've got two callers. You're going to use your mind grapes on this. Two callers are on the line, and we're going to have them compete head-to-head. Now, what we'll do is ask one of them five questions, and then the other five questions, and the person who gets the most right will win the prize package. If there's a tie, I'll jump out the window. Who's on the telephone with us? We have two callers?
We sure do. We have, is it Raul and Steve?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Steve. Awesome. Okay, Raul, where are you calling from, Raul?
I'm calling from Downey. How are you guys doing?
Downey, awesome. And Steve, where are you at?
I'm over in Van Nuys.
Nice. All right, so we're going to go with you first, Raul. So hang tight, Steve.
All right.
Nothing from the peanut gallery. I'm going to ask five questions of you, Raul. See how many of these you can get right. All right, starting with this. The tomb of what country's first emperor is guarded by 8,000 terracotta warriors? The tomb of what country's first emperor is guarded by 8,000 terracotta warriors?
Egypt?
Incorrect. Ah. It's actually China. Mm. China.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't think Egypt has emperors.
Education.
That was the key word there. All right. Question number two, Raul. True or false? Skype was originally called Sky Peer-to-Peer. True or false? Skype was originally called Sky Peer-to-Peer.
I would say true.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, you've got one right. Question number three, Raul. What is Spider-Man's real name? What is Spider-Man's real name?
Oh, my gosh. It is... Oh, my gosh, I'm blacking out.
Yeah. People are pounding their steering wheels all across the South.
Mm-hmm.
No joke, I am too.
Give us anything. Just throw it out there.
Peter Parker.
That's it?
You did it!
Look at that. I think somebody texted him. Okay, question number four, Raul. Who was George W. Bush's running mate in the 2000 elections? George W. Bush's running mate in the 2000 elections.
That I won't have a clue. I was just Al Gore? I don't know.
Okay, Danny, you actually called this that someone would not get this right.
Wait a second.
You got Peter Parker, though. So.
That is an election I would have liked to have seen.
Dick Cheney is the answer. Our former Vice President, Dick Cheney.
Same
question
tickets.
Number five, your final question. You've got two right so far. Raul, what name does SpongeBob SquarePants' pet snail answer to? What name does SpongeBob SquarePants' pet snail answer to?
Man.
Al Gore.
Danny's loving this.
I wouldn't have known this.
I know it's a snail. I don't know its name.
Just, all right. Wait, shout out a name. You never know. You got it right last time.
I don't know. Squidward. That's the other guy, though.
Gary is the name.
Man.
All right. Well, you got two right, Raul. Two right. That's respectable, judging by yesterday's results. So you hold on. I'm going to ask five questions of Steve and see how Steve does. Steve, you got to get at least two of these right to tie. Three will win it outright, your trip to Vegas. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In the world of sports, what does MMA stand for? What does MMA stand for?
Is it mixed martial arts?
That is correct.
Yeah!
All right, question number two. What spicy pickled vegetable dish, usually made of cabbage, is a staple of Korean cuisine? What spicy pickled vegetable dish, usually made of cabbage, is a staple of Korean cuisine?
Kimchi?
That is correct.
Killing it.
Wow, two for two.
Awesome.
So he only needs to get one more right to win this trip outright. All right, question number three. What is the name of the country's retreat in Maryland used by presidents since the 1940s? What is the name of the country retreat in Maryland used by presidents since the 1940s?
I'm thinking of the one that they send their kids, the Camp David one, but I don't know if that's right.
Well, you better make a decision, my friend.
I don't know any other one, Camp David?
That is correct!
Yeah. Oh.
Steve,
yes,
you, sir, are going to Vegas. Raul, thanks for playing. Thanks for playing the home game.
We love you, Raul.
Thank you.
All right, Steve, this is what you are getting. A two-night stay at the Venetian, a pair of VIP tickets to see Rock of Ages, a $100 gas card, and a $50 card for dinner at Yardbird. You can,
awesome!
Yeah!
Thank you!
You can upgrade to the VIP status this summer by using the code 2UPGRADE. Visit Rock of Ages. Vegas.com.
Nicely done, Steve.
Right.
Very,
awesome.
Very nice.
Thank you guys very much. All I right. love you guys.
We love you.
Congratulations.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. All right.
Yeah.
Coming up, which celebrity couple is calling it quits? And Andy and I get giddy over our favorite actress, Emilia Clarke, of Game of Thrones and Terminator fame. Coming up, this is Mark in the Morning.
Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Wedding anniversary this week, but today Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner have announced their marriage is over. In a joint statement, the couple wrote,
"She's available again.
She's so gorgeous."
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, right. Hear that, Laura? After much thought and careful consideration, we have made the difficult decision to divorce. We go forward with love and friendship for one another and a commitment to co-parenting our children. God, that word is just everywhere. Co-parenting our children, whose privacy we ask to be respected during this difficult time. This will be our only comment on this private family matter. Thank you for understanding.
Is this because one of his ancestors was a slave owner?
It might not be. How about that? Now, do you remember in the 2013 Oscars when Ben Affleck gave that speech and freaked everybody out because of that thing he said about her? That I thought it was actually kind of funny and kind of sweet, but a lot of people didn't. Where is it? Do I have it? Oh, well, there it is. Oh, here, right here.
I want to thank my wife, who I don't normally associate with Iran, but... I want to thank you for working on our marriage for 10 Christmases. It's good. It is work, but it's the best kind of work. And there's no one I'd rather work with.
That freaked everybody out. I actually thought it was kind of sweet, kind of funny.
But it's damning with faint praise. I mean, it's, hey, it's work being with you.
I wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
asshole, dude.
Well, some people say that might have been some foreshadowing.
Yeah. Well, you know, you remember the story we were talking about this last week. I guess there was a special on PBS, like, Who Do You Think You Are? One of those genealogy shows.
DNA.
And you find out going back generations that his, one of his ancestors owned slaves, which is you know, an awful part of our nation's history.
Indeed.
But you won't go very far finding relatives in the South where that won't enter into your life as either a slave or someone who harbored them and or owned them. And so we found that out, and he apparently allegedly asked them to not put that in there.
Yeah, and that's against the rules of public television, but and it all exploded. But what are you going to do? He could have owned it. He could have said, hey, this was part of my past. It's an awful part of my past. And thanks. We're all better.
Right. It could have been used as a soapbox to make a larger statement. But hey, at least they made it to 10 years of marriage. They got the watch.
Yeah.
And the and they're proceeding on.
I have a suggestion for who Ben might want to consider marrying next if you or I don't get to her first.
Well, this is important because their name has to come together in some wonderful fashion like Bennifer.
Bamelia. Wait, that sounds like
a disease.
Yeah,
like a weight issue.
We'll keep trying. But Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones and Terminator, we interviewed her, and oh, it was awesome.
We want to welcome in Emilia Clarke. This young lady is not only in Game of Thrones.
Hey, Emilia, we're on hold just for a brief second.
Oh, hi, how are you?
No worries.
Emilia, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Now, she is stars in Game of Thrones, but she is about to become the new Sarah Connor in Terminator Genisys. Let's talk about Game of Thrones. I am the one guy who has never seen it, and everybody is so affected and into this series. That's got to be flattering for you.
Hugely flattering. I'll try not to hold it against you. No, hugely flattering. It's absolutely the. I'm so incredibly fortunate to be a part of such a wonderful show.
Yeah, Emilia, this is Andy. Gina also here. And between the two of us, all week long, all we've been able to say is we're going to talk to the ruler of the Unsullied.
Yeah, we know that has to be so annoying for you, but our brains are going to blow out the back of our heads any minute.
You know?
Amazing! It's just wonderful to hear. I'm very, very lucky. Very lucky.
It's interesting to me, the roles that you are becoming known for are tremendously strong women. Mm. You play Daenerys in Game of Thrones, and we've all watched, you know, over five seasons how you've come to be such a strong character. And now Sarah Connor, which for, you know, 20 years has been ensconced as this very powerful female figure. Tell me about that a little bit. You seems like you're typecast as somebody who doesn't take crap off anybody.
Well, what I lack in my real life, I seem to be making up for in my film life, yeah.
Now,
it's just incredible to be able to kind of be given these beautiful roles that, that allow me to maybe in some way impart some confidence that I didn't have growing up on young girls who might be watching these brilliant shows.
Awesome.
Now, Emilia, you know, Sarah Connor, as Andy was saying, is a very strong character, but she's American, and we're listening to your accent. We can tell because you talk funny. But when you were shooting the Sarah Connor, when you're shooting the Sarah Connor part, you couldn't do that. Now, I met Idris Elba in an elevator one day at my hotel, and
the fabulous man that he is. Yeah, yes.
I didn't realize that he was British until he spoke, but then when he does acting, he drops it. I would like for you, for just a second, to drop your accent and have an American English accent.
Like an American English accent, or do you want like just like a straight up American accent? Because I can like whatever you would like is good. I'm gonna try and not do my like Cali from the Valley. One that's like super fun to do.
Well, that is awesome.
Do you prefer English,
Mark? I can't believe you got the Queen and the Mother of Dragons to do that. That was incredible. Can I ask one quick question?
Yep.
She in the show Game of Thrones, not that you know, she has this beautiful long flowing blonde hair and these costumes that just make you drool. Now in real life you're this sassy beautiful brunette and you look so different. Do you get a little bit of anonymity on the street just because of the change, or people know exactly who you are?
I get such anonymity. I'm so lucky. I really, like, I have had 6 years to come to kind of terms with the enormity of Game of Thrones and with the luxury of getting to play Sarah Connor in complete, like, people don't recognize me. They just don't clock who I am.
Wow.
And now I've gone and cut my hair. Maybe I'm even less recognizable. You never know. But it's been very fortunate for me to continue living quite a boring normal life in between filming.
That's great.
Now, Amelia, you know, Terminator, and obviously I haven't seen the new one, but I can only imagine it was probably about $150 to $200 million movie with gigantic sets, and you're working with CG. I would have to believe those were incredibly long work days for you and everybody involved.
Oh, they absolutely were. They were really, yeah, it's something, it was a very naive thought that I had going into the project. Is like, I just didn't realize how much genuine hard work goes into filming the stunt scenes that get to look so epic. You're sort of assuming that it's all going to happen in post, and a lot of the stuff we did, we really did ourselves, which was quite kind of a little bit of a shock to the system there.
Now, those of you that have never acted, then you couldn't possibly know this, but when you're sitting there watching Terminator and there is an action sequence that maybe lasted 30 seconds on the screen, it took possibly a week or two to shoot it. Amelia, yeah. Did you ever find that to be tedious?
No, I wouldn't say tedious, because you're always filming something, another part of it. You're always filming a different kind of segment of it. And when you kind of, when you came to this project like I did, just wanting to be better than the boys, you're like, I will do as many takes as it takes for me to look like the ultimate badass. So that kind of, like, that competitive nature got in the way of it ever feeling tedious.
Mark, can I tell you that when Amelia was just speaking this last moment, our own Kelly Coates in the sales department came in and was doing the I'm not worthy bow over and over because we're talking to Ms. Clark.
No, I think that's taken a little too far. But Amelia, if I can call you Khaleesi.
Absolutely.
It's
the shoe fit.
No, it's funny to me how, you know, I mentioned your name to any, you know, several people this last week. Like, you're talking to who? So what do you have planned after the, I know that the Terminator Genesis is your on your plate right now. The debut is like in the next week, right?
Yes, no, it is.
So what is on your plate after that? Are there similar characters, or now are you going to step in a different direction and do something that's a little more small art film, or what do you have planned?
Well, I actually, I've wrapped on an incredible movie called Voice from the Stone last Christmas, which was like an Italian kind of Hitchcock thriller-esque movie, very small, very beautifully shot, which is pretty bloody different. And then what I just wrapped on like 2 days ago was this amazing movie called Me Before You, which is based on a book, which is a kind of rom-com drama, weepy, beautiful love story between a very klutzy, saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, much closer to myself kind of character, with the gorgeous Sam Claflin. So
Amelia, I've been married for 33 years, and I, as I said, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I've just seen your photograph and had a chance to listen to your accent, the way you talk funny. I have decided that I will leave my wife for you. If you ever decide you would like that, you just simply let me know and I'll get it done.
Heavens above, I wouldn't, I might, well, my goodness, you rendered me speechless.
Well, at the
very Hallie from the Valley, like, doesn't know what to say right now.
Oh my God.
At the very least, you have to come and visit us in person next time you're in LA.
And by the way, I'll be at that premiere.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah,
brilliant.
I can't wait for the movie. Amelia Clark, thank you so much. I know you have other interviews to do, but we appreciate the time.
We're not worthy.
Absolutely.
We love you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, guys.
See you, Amelia.
Oh, I love that Queen of Marine.
I know. And she did Callie from the Valley for us before she ever did it for Kimmel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there is video up on Mark in the Morning and Mark in the Morning Facebook page of Jackie doing her thing at the Terminator red carpet premiere. Yeah. So check that
Jackie
out.
Jackie looked hot.
Oh, she looked amazing. Beautiful. Todd Donahoe is serving up sports at 8:05. And we'll find out why our program director found me crying in one of the back studios. All that and more coming up next. This is Mark in the Morning.
Mark in the Morning, you know, every day at 8:05, if it's worth talking about in the world of sports, we've got Todd Donahoe to talk about it, but we don't have the music, so I'll do it.
I'm poking at it.
Bum, 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 Boom.
I'm poking
at
it.
Do you feel the heroic?
I pass on that right now, Andy, okay? You know.
Well, you really know how to hurt a guy.
I know, but here's the deal, okay? Andy and Gino, we're a soccer country.
Yes.
Okay, how about
USA.
This?
USA.
I mean, USA. Germany was ranked number one, USA number two in the world. They met in the semifinals, and really USA won it 2-0. They dominated the game. They controlled action for the most part. But the key obviously came in the second half. Germany misses a penalty shot. About 6-7 minutes later, Carly Lloyd of the U.S. makes the penalty kick. And so it was 1-0 USA, and then, I'm going to guess, maybe 10 minutes to go in the game, Lloyd passed to Kelly O'Hara in front of the net to give USA the insurance goal, and they win 2-0. And so now I guarantee you, people this week in America are going to be gathered around their TV sets on Sunday watching USA versus the winner of Japan-England game. And, of course, the Japan-England game is tonight.
Yeah. So the important question on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Any of them get naked?
Oh. No, last night, no, they didn't. You know, and of course, that was the anticlimactic. Wait a second. Was that Mark asking that question? It's the spirit of Mark asking the question. But anyway, I can't. Sunday is going to be fantastic, and Americans are going to watch a soccer game on Sunday, and I think that's a neat thing. Baseball wise, the Dodgers 6-4 winners over Arizona in 10 innings. Yasmani Grandel with a 2-run double in the 10th to get the win there. So the Dodgers now game and a half better than San Francisco. The Angels 2-1 winners over the Yankees as Ibar and Pujols hit back to back homers in the 6th. For Pujols, it's his 24th home run of the season, tops in the American League. But the big news in Anaheim last night, and these are reports coming from Fox Sports, ESPN, and others, is that general manager Jerry DePoto has resigned. He cleaned out his office, packed it up, and left. Yeah. He's had an ongoing dispute with manager Mike Socha. If I can kind of read between the tea leaves, DePoto has a scouting system and has, they may subscribe to some of these, you know, metrics, these mathematical metrics, and how to use that to go up against other teams and use that scouting report and those metrics into preparing for a team, you know, money ball metrics, that kind of thing. And he'll give them to Mike Socha, and Mike Socha, okay, fine, he can use that, but if he chooses not to use it because he has a gut feeling about something, he's in the flow of the game, and he uses baseball instincts, not what you would call metric instincts, I think that's been the problem. And Socha may be one of these guys that say, you know something, I know what the metrics are. I know what that stat says, but there's a feeling right now, and some managers manage by that feeling. And that's a little bit of a conflict in baseball right now, especially in the front offices when you have scouting and player personnel development. Everybody saw that movie Moneyball, and that school has been going on now for about a dozen years or so, and it clashes with, in a sense, the baseball metrics, and that is a scout looking at a player and saying, he's got it.
Right.
And you say to yourself, well, did you measure it? No. I can watch him.
Yeah, but
I'm a scout. He's got it.
If it's working.
It is. And the Angels have had success. Now, obviously, they're 4 games out of first place right now, but behind Houston. And maybe people say, gee, with their payroll, their talent, they ought to be doing better. But that's the conflict, I think, that the Angels indeed may have had. And that is a sabermetrics, a mathematic metric type general manager who wants to give his manager the most possible information to manage, and then the manager saying, hey, that's great, I'm glad I've got it, but you know something? I'm the guy making the calls on the field here, and that's it. So anyway, that's the situation there with the Angels. And remember, I told you about Mike Montgomery last week, the Seattle Mariners pitcher who had that 4-hit shutout, the rookie against the Kansas City Royals. Last night, he throws a 1-hit shutout over the Padres.
Wow.
He had a no-hitter going 7 1/3 innings. So Mike Montgomery, the pride of Hart High School in Valencia. awesome. How about that? 2 back-to-back shutouts for the rookie. That's a great, great way to go. Now, the Lakers met with LaMarcus Aldridge last night. Remember, last night, 9:01 Pacific Daylight Time. For the next 10 days, general managers, team presidents, they meet with all the free agents, and they try to get their roster set. And then in 10 days, they can all make it official and sign contracts. But the Lakers met with LaMarcus Aldridge, a free agent who, of course, played with Portland last year. He's going to meet with a lot of teams. The Mavs are meeting with DeAndre Jordan, the Clippers center. Of course, he's a great rebounding center, has a pretty good game except the free throw line. And they say the Lakers will also make a pitch for Kevin Love. And the Pelicans, though, wasted no time in re-signing their star center, Anthony Davis, a five-year, $145 million contract. It becomes official in about 10 days from now. And one final note, Tiger Woods let me just ask you the question. What national, or I should say, what world ranking does Tiger Woods have now? What would you think?
47.
I was going to say above 50. I'll say 60.
Tiger Woods' world ranking in golf right now is 228.
Wow.
He has sunk that far. He sunk that far. Now he's playing in the Greenbrier Classic this week.
Is he below you, Todd?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm in a slump too, okay? My slump's worse than his.
Let's not call Todd out here.
Yeah, really. Yeah, call me out if you want. I can't drive a golf ball right now, much like Tiger. He's playing in the Greenbrier Classic, which is the last tournament he's going to play in before the British Open. And he's playing in the Pro-Am today. They say he looks good. They say that there's a report saying he really looks good in the Pro-Am, but we'll see what happens in the first round tomorrow. But I was shocked when they said, when I learned this morning, ranked 228.
Unbelievable.
How the mighty have fallen.
Who are you? You're not Mark, you're Todd. Who makes your job possible, Todd?
Hey, it's the good folks up in Mike Montgomery's territory in Valencia, right. California.
Yes.
It's Frontier Toyota. I'll bet Mike drops by Frontier a lot and says hello to Joe and Bob, and you should too. So many thousands of LA listeners have gone to Frontier Toyota over the years.
I have.
And you can too. And Andy has too, and they're great, great people. And, you know, and I'm saying this for all of the advertisers who advertise on The Sound. If you go to any one of the advertisers and you say, hey, we heard about it on The Sound, they love that because they know that their radio dollars are really going a long way. Right. And you'll get a better deal by doing that because
awesome.
then they know that, hey, you know, The Sound, that's where it pays to advertise.
Good words, Todd.
Very good. Thank you so
Alrighty.
Much.
See you tomorrow.
All right. We are going to find out why I cried like a little baby at work the other day. And do you want to make $10,000? Oh, Andy, you should pay attention. It's easy enough. You just have to let a restaurant do this. To your baby. Find out what it is next. You heard me on Mark in the Morning.
So now, apparently, Dave Biesing was cruising the building on Friday, and he decides to come into the control room, and he found something most unusual. Gina, would you like to take it from there?
Sure.
This is when? Right after the show?
Yeah, this is right after the show. And by the way, the commercial, the spot that we just played right before we started, when I'm the airline attendant saying how many commercials there are, I was just finish bawling. So you can hear it in the commercial.
Awesome.
You know what? You and Andy will never understand the absolute horror that it is every month for ladies.
Oh, God.
And as I was sitting in here doing the show Friday, I just started feeling really off, really emotional, really weird. And I was like, it's fine, it's fine. So I go in the other room and I feel it welling up. I feel a little crazy. I feel a little emotional. And there's a UPS package that I am waiting for that I absolutely need for my dad's birthday party Saturday. I have to have it. Turns out the whole thing got screwed up. They never sent it. I lost my mind. So I'm standing there staring out the window, just trying to like pull it together. And I hear the door open. I go, oh no. If it's anyone, please don't let it be the program director. Davey's going, hey Gene, I just need, oh my God. And so I try and make this big joke out of it. I was like, oh, I can't turn around right now. I'm crying. It's crazy. It's so crazy. Poor Davey's trying to be nice. He's wildly uncomfortable, as he should be. And he goes, do you need a hug? Like, no. So I turn around and I look like Sissy Spacek at the end of Carrie. I mean, I am a mess. I'm crying. And the more I talk, the more I'm getting the little kid like, UPS did come for my dad. And he is just so uncomfortable. I see his skin crawling. So I'm waiting after I finally just pour my heart out because I am a wreck. I think he's going to just give me some words of wisdom. He goes, well, when you pull yourself together, if you could do a promo, that would be great. So the promo you just heard, that spot, that's me crying. And Dave, I am so sorry you had to see me like that.
Well, you did pull yourself together. That was well done.
Is it incorrect of me to think that women for years and years and years have simply used the fact that they're on their period to just stand there and incessantly bitch?
I would like to think that's incorrect because I find that so offensive that I don't want to be a part of that. And the older I get, the more I am becoming a live Kathy Comics trick. All the time. Chocolate ice cream, period. I don't want to be that person, but that that's who I'm becoming.
You know, I have learned from my wife, and I said this on a list, and I need to dig that list out because I don't think we've done it. It's the top 10 things that women do that men would never even think about. And one of them is the talent to hold all day long until they're in bed at night for a good cry.
Yeah.
And it fixes all ills. And everything is fixed.
And you know what you people do, because you're all problem solvers and fixers. You say, well, what's the problem?
Right.
And we always say this. It's not one thing. It's just a lot of little things.
Right. Mm. That's the mistake right there, is you think that you can fix it, or you try to fix it.
Don't try.
Just let that water tap run.
Oh, boy, did Tim learn that the hard way on Friday night. Oh, my God. Yeah. He tried to fix it, and I went crazy.
Yeah, I think, listen, guys, all of you need to, we have stumbled across a nugget of gold here. Andy just said it. Gina then came back. Listen now, we're teaching. There are times when your woman is crying, and Andy just said, let that water tap run. Men are inherently fixers. We hear a problem with our lady, and we want to go and take care of that. There are times when she does want you to fix it. Normally, those don't accompany tears. Mm-hmm. When there are tears flowing, shut your mouth and yes. Listen.
And can
That's
I add,
it.
Can I add one thing to that? Beautifully said, by the way.
Thanks.
Don't shut your mouth because you're sitting there with your arms folded, terrified because another person's showing an emotion. Mm-hmm. Maybe put your arm around them. Maybe mm-hmm. do something nice.
Come on, man.
Is you lifting your arms so much to ask?
Yeah. Every month, the same garbage. My God.
I would love guys. For Danny to wake up with a monthly cycle and see what happens.
Go to Vegas with the guys. That's what I say.
Wow.
Win.
Is that the same hand that you just got massaged out in the hallway?
Listen, I'll just say this again. When she's crying, and Gina's correct, maybe a hand on the leg, an arm around, but when you feel like you should say something, don't. Don't talk. No talkie.
Yeah.
Listening.
She doesn't want you to fix it. She's in the process of fixing it.
Now, you yes. got, God, yeah. it is great. You hey, should teach sir, it the learning annex.
This thing isn't just for ornamental sake. I use this.
And let me tell you, I've been married 32 years. I just learned this one last month.
Wow.
It took a long time for me to pick it up.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a little stroll down memory lane. I had to grab
We share and we teach here.
We do.
I'm
Very
Mark
cathartic.
In the morning.
All right, trending is next. Mark and Danny have a disturbing relationship with their dogs. And boy, do some people hate their jobs. It's all coming up this hour. Stay right where you are. This is Mark in the Morning.
This is Mark in the Morning. You want to know what's trending? Topic. Oh, no, wait. We've got Gina Grad to tell
we
us
can
what's
do it. We can do it right now. Kim Kardashian has come out as a Hillary Clinton supporter. A new study that sugary drinks are blamed for 184,000 deaths every year is coming to light. And Nikon's new point-and-shoot camera, Zoom, can actually show the moon moving.
Wait, whose?
Nikon.
You say Nikon, I say potato.
I also say McLean. So what are you going to do?
Coming and up, penguin.
Yes, I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up next, your baby can make you 10 grand, and Danny and Mark get a little crazy with their dogs. But first, let's walk on the moon with the police. This is Mark in the Morning.
Quinoa is misunderstood. Not only do people pronounce it wrong, they don't know what it is.
For 10 grand, would you name your baby quinoa?
I would not. Quinoa was found in my colon.
I know. To really bring it all back full circle. BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse is banking on the fact that you will. In order to get publicity for their new quinoa bowl dishes, the restaurant, which has about 163 locations throughout the country, is offering a $10,000 gift card to the parents willing to name their child, first name only, by the way, after a frequently mispronounced grain.
Quinoa. Yeah, because their kid's going to be called Quino.
Yeah.
Hey, Quino.
Quinoa.
Quino.
And I think that that's a really important distinction. You're not getting a briefcase full of $10,000 in cash. You're getting a gift card to the restaurant.
Oh, so it's not.
So you'll be eating for free for life, okay. You and little quinoa.
Do you need to, does the name need to stay quinoa?
As opposed
In other words, can I name my child quinoa get the birth certificate, and then a month after that, change their name to whatever I'm really going to call them.
Andy, that's just downright poor sportsmanship.
Is it?
I agree.
So, Danny, is it worth it for, let's say it was 10,000 cash?
No way. 10,000 cash?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
It. That's not good enough for you people?
Yeah,
well, I didn't know I was doing a show with a bunch of Rockefellers.
What if it's
garbage?
Not, what if it's not $10,000 in cash, but $10,000 in jalapeno poppers from BJ's?
Oh. Now you're talking.
Mm?
Caca.
How much money, quick whip around, how much money would it take for you to name your child Quinoa? Danny.
Got to be seven figures at least. $5 million.
$5 million, wow. Jackie?
I'm easy. I would have done the 10,000. Because I would just call him by the middle name.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Andy?
$75.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. So I'll let them know that Viv is going to be Quinoa Chanley.
Yep.
What could possibly
But I want
wrong?
It to be $75 in Awesome Blossoms.
Okay.
From BJ's.
Really? Whoa.
BJ's.
BJ's.
Oh, okay. I know.
Oh,
I know.
Danny. God bless you. What am I looking for right
here? BJ's Brewhouse.
So I go through these thousands of lines of code, and it doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
You're just not going to go?
Yeah.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know, but I really don't like it, and I'm not going to go.
Office Space?
I love it too much. Office Space, one of my top five. That might actually be my Desert Island movie.
Really?
Yeah, I love it so much.
I love her flair.
Yes, too much flair. 80% of Americans say they don't like what they do for a living. And according to LinkedIn, only 30% say they've landed their dream jobs.
Sucks.
I can't believe, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, obviously, for me, this is my dream job. I'm very happy. But you fight and you claw for years to get exactly what you want, exactly what you hope for. I was among the 80% for years. Am I alone here, or did you guys just wake up and fall into your dream job?
Still in the 80%.
Oh, damn.
I'm just
this
kidding.
Isn't your dream?
I'm at my dream workplace.
Zing, having Jackie. People call you up and tell stories from their childhood is
hey,
not your dream
Mark
job?
Hey, tell Mark that one time.
Oh, don't you love that?
Yeah.
And then when you say tell them yourself, they go quiet.
Yeah, call 888-696-1003 and tell Jackie a slow, pointless story.
By the way, Dave, I said dream workplace. Don't forget.
Maybe you've
that.
Had an operation, a surgical procedure lately that you'd like to tell Jackie about.
Post pictures of that on Andy's Twitter, Andy_Chanley. Oh,
stories about your children, grandchildren.
Did your favor.
Jackie's here for you. That number again, 888-696-1003.
Right.
Call often.
Tell her how you got disabled.
Oh, you guys are awful, awful
story.
People. See, now you know why she's not living the dream. It's literally because the two of you.
Because people like you guys.
I sat in with in your spot last week.
Yeah, and what did
you
tell me? What's the first thing you said when I asked you how it went? Oh, dude, it sucked.
Oh, my God. Everyone's got... This one guy calls up. He's got a charity show he wants to promote. He wanted Mark to promote.
Yeah.
It's at a 76 gas station. And I sat there and I you know, I listened to him. I wrote down some stuff just in case he quizzed me. And then I had to hear the stories about, like, you know, what happened to me, and I got injured at work,
it's
and how
so good.
And
how, you know what? I don't feel sorry for either of you because I did this job for years at another station, so I can empathize.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't feel sorry for
you. You know, hey, in all fairness, 76, they've got top tier gas.
Yeah.
All right. God. You people. Hey, way to look at the bright side.
Painful.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Mark and Danny about how much they love their dogs, but it is so freaking creepy. You're just going to have to listen to yourself. That is coming up. We're going to talk to Gabriel Iglesias later, too. Lots of show left. This is Mark in the Morning. Yes, welcome back to Mark in the Morning. So happy that you're with us. Give me that song that I love so much. Yeah.
Rock Lobster.
I've been waiting for this all morning.
It's his birthday.
Really? McDonald's announced a new addition to its menu for the summer at its New England locations for a limited time beginning, well, I'm sorry to tell you, and I'm excited to tell you it has just begun. Participating restaurants will sell a lobster roll, a McLobster roll, for $7.99.
Wow.
You want to get in on that?
Nope.
This is the first time in 10 years that New England area McDonald's restaurants have offered up the special seafood platter. They tried this back in 2005, but it didn't seem to go that well. They thought I'd try it again 10 years later.
Yeah, see, I'm dubious because, for example, McRib.
Yeah, delicious, right?
McRib is to ribs as Madonna is to English. It's compressed and smashed together. I don't think this is fresh caught out of the bay.
You talking to me like that.
I don't think this is fresh caught lobster that they're putting on a bun.
It's probably on the frozen side.
It's probably krill.
But if you... Oh. Or like lobster, like L-A-W-B-S-T-E-R.
The McKrill.
You make it sound so good. All right, strap in, everybody, because we are going to hear something incredibly disturbing from Danny and Mark right now. And it nice. Is
okay.
Rough.
Go on. We've got this. Andy, you really shouldn't do that.
That's a rough dance he's doing right now.
Now, Danny and I are going to make some confessions about our dogs. Mine is what it is. Danny's is shocking. And so we're just going to get this done. Now, I'll go first because mine is not all that bad. I believe that God's greatest work is dog. And I'm not kidding. I love my dogs. My current dog is a chocolate lab. His name is Red. Red and I spend 16 hours a day together. And I'm not kidding. If I go to the bathroom, Red comes with me. It's just what it is.
By the way, there was a break earlier where everybody was out of the room but me. You got on the floor and were basically laying on top of the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The chair sort of obscured my view, which was probably for the best, but... You really like that dog bed, huh?
Oh, I love my dog. Mm. And my confession is this, and I don't think it's that shocking. And if you're going to judge me for it, I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
I'm nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
I know how much you love this dog.
I kiss Red on the mouth.
Yeah.
Ew.
You don't
gross.
Kiss. You don't kiss your dog on the mouth?
just
hang on,
hold on. It gets worse.
So I kiss my dog flat on the mouth. I like to kiss Red. Which, now,
is it appropriate for me to say right now? I'm already disgusted by this.
Yeah,
I'm not into that.
You're not going to survive this break.
Yeah, I don't like where it's going.
Now, Red, God love him. Like a lot of dogs, Red will sometimes eat his own crap. Now, the reason that I bring this up is because I kiss Red on the mouth, and I have to keep an eye out for when he sups so that I don't...
Sups? When he sups?
What does that mean?
Right.
When he digs in. It.
When he has a supper.
Because if he does that, then I don't want to kiss him that day.
Do you call it supping?
Well, yeah, I'm trying not to say crap too much, so I just said that.
Well, sup means to dine, right?
Well, what else is he doing?
He's
when he consumes.
He's consuming it.
Okay. When he's consuming.
Okay.
So, I have to make sure I'm watching him because I don't want to, you know, kiss on that day. So that said, I was one night out in my gazebo. I had a martini going, and Andy, it's okay.
I wish I had one going right now. Wait, he's blue collar.
So I've got a martini going, and I've got a cigar, and I'm watching the football game. And Red comes walking up, and he's standing right by my chair and looking up at me. And I'm a little high from the martini, and so I just lean down to get me a kiss. And as he opened his mouth.
Oh my God.
I could smell it, but it was too late. His tongue swashed through my mouth, and I've now got that. So I picked up my martini and just shot it. Yeah. I just threw the whole thing back thinking, well, that's gonna kill anything that I have just dealt with my dog.
That's not so bad.
No.
What?
It's not terrible because now
it's not human.
Oh,
Danny. I think it's a fantastic story.
For me to poop on.
Now, Danny loves his dog as much as I love my dog Red. This next thing I've never thought of. It never entered my mind, and why it entered Danny's, I don't know. But now, for dog confession number two,
Here's Daniel Mizrahi.
My dog and I share chewed up food.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
Wait, wait.
Well, sometimes it's chewed by me.
Okay.
Sometimes it's chewed by him.
Oh.
Sometimes he licks it back into my mouth.
Okay. Oh, my God. And,
oh, my God. It's, oh, my God.
And just it's when not I was so debating bad. Kissing I mean, Danny.
Wait, oh wait, wait. Danny.
Yeah.
Are you saying that you will take some human food and you will chew it up in your mouth and then you open your mouth and your dog will eat the food out of your mouth?
Well, it's like he's so trained to know to get human food. He jumps on me. He attacks me. He sticks his mouth into mine while I'm eating. If I'm not careful, and this has happened a couple times.
If you're not careful.
Yeah, where I've actually bit down on his tongue. Oh, my God. Because that's how... we're French kissing while we're eating, basically. That's what it looks like.
You could say no.
He's so cute. I mean, he's a chihuahua. I mean, here's a picture.
Really?
You know, beautiful.
No, the picture doesn't help me.
That's his eighth birthday with birthday cake.
Okay, well, that's really cute. Did you chew the cake up for him first and then spit it into his mouth like a baby bird?
No, this is dog cake. It's specially made from the dog bakery.
Oh, so you'll eat human
food. The dog bakery?
And put it in his mouth, but you won't eat dog food.
No, well, the dog bakery food is consumable for humans.
Oh, Jesus.
It's edible.
Can I say something? Who are you people?
Can I say something that I wasn't expecting?
Pet lovers.
It's okay to love your pet, just don't love your pet. Here's something that I'm actually really surprised by. I am less horrified by Mark's story than Danny. Yeah, me too. Me too. And I didn't think that was possible.
It's not, I mean, you guys think it's so bad, but like I've had two things worse in my mouth. That one day I'll share.
No, let's go ahead and just...
No. Let's save.
Dogs,
better than this.
Dogs do not disregard their own feces. Does your dog...
Yeah, he licks his anus.
Okay,
licks,
great. Okay.
He licks, yeah. He cleans himself.
You know...
You're going to get E. coli.
No, first of all, a dog's
not healthy.
I hear a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth.
Well, that's true. It is.
So why not brush your teeth with a dog's tongue?
Oh, jeez. Oh,
think about it.
Jeez.
All right, I want to wrap this up because this leads into this. Well,
horrible.
It's not fun, but this was accidental. When I was in college, my college girlfriend and I, Karen, we went with three other couples to the beach, Panama City Beach. That was where, when you live in Alabama, that's where you go to go to the ocean, Panama City. So we go, we check in. It's a three-story hotel facing the ocean. And we had just gotten there, and we walk out on the balcony. Karen and I, we walk out on the balcony, and we're looking at the ocean. And something gets my attention up above me on the ceiling, of the hotel.
Oh, no, don't look up.
And so I look up to see what it is. And you know how when you look up, your mouth opens like this?
Like a turkey. Yeah. Oh, God.
All right. So hang on. So I look up, and I then realize as I'm looking that what I saw were the feathers of a pigeon who's hanging his butt off the building to crap. Mm-hmm. He does, and it is now in my mouth.
Oh!
And I turn to Karen, and I'm like, and I didn't want to say anything because that'll move it around. She goes and gets a hand towel, and she comes back, and she's trying to clean. All she did is smeared it.
See, now this story doesn't bother me. I think that's good luck.
Oh my God.
Isn't that what they say? That's good luck?
Good luck.
And there's like probably seeds in there. It's got health properties.
Oh my God.
Song, music, please.
Mark, you're a fine connoisseur of such things at this point. You're used to having it in your mouth.
Please. My name is Mark Thompson, and I've had dog and pigeon crap in my mouth.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Man.
Well, Danny. Thank you for the confession. Does it feel good to clean that out?
I kind of want to confess the other thing, too, because that's kind of going along the lines of your pigeon story.
Okay.
All right, so real quickly,
Hang on. Andy, do you need to take a knee?
Do we want to clear out our entire audience in one break? Do we want to spread this around a little bit?
Have you never swallowed a fly or anything like that by accident?
Sure. Ew. Yeah, I used to have a motorcycle. Sure, all the time.
Okay, so it's the same thing
Andy.
Yeah, it's an accident.
I doubt this is the same thing.
All right.
You buying it yet?
Real quickly, I was 15, spending a semester in Israel. We're out touring some field or something like this, and we have security with us. So I'm hanging back with the security guard. He hands me something, looks like a little seed or something from a tree or something like that. So I don't know what it is. I put it in my mouth to crack it open, and it just basically falls apart in my mouth and dissolves. He goes, in his heavy Israeli accent. He goes, you know what this is? I go, what? He goes, sheep caca.
Oh, no!
I'm like, what? Sheep caca. And I said, why are you handing it to me? Why are you putting it in my hand? I thought it was from the tree. Idiot, Danny, what an idiot. There's no trees around. It was an empty field full of sheep droppings all over the place.
Oh,
yep, I ate that.
Wow. I don't know why the first thing you thought of was, he gave me this. Let me throw it in my mouth.
We're just like crouched down.
Toddler?
They're giving us a tour. I was 15, yeah. You know, and I thought he was handing me something from a tree, like a tasty nugget. It was the butt of a sheep.
My dad is wiping his eyes right now. So gross. So vile. Danny, why are you so vile? You know what? That's a question for another day. Yeah. Coming up next, we talk to Fluffy himself, Mr. Gabriel Iglesias. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. Uncle J-Bone skipping into the studio.
And
what's
his
on
certificate
tap?
Of appreciation coming along as well.
Thank you.
He's got a certificate of appreciation, and you don't.
You're sure right about that.
You know, thousands of people have Emmys. I have one certificate.
Awesome.
Hey. 10 of 10 today. Oh, my God. It's red, white, and blue. Ooh. It's like your favorite colors of the pasta today. 10 out of 10. Nice. The sound's 10 out of 10, supported by Sport Chalet. Now save up to 75% off Sport Chalet's 4th of July summer clearance. Shop online or in-store. Sport Chalet, they'll take you to the limit. Red, white, and blue. That's what I'm talking about.
Sports Chalet, they'll take you to the river.
I don't know what that turned into. We are getting Rock News tomorrow with Sal Cerincione. Gray Drake from Rotten Tomatoes will tell us what movies to see. And we're calling Mark at home, because why should he be the only one who gets an uninterrupted vacation?
Amen.
We're doing that tomorrow. Now let's jump 2 feet into Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio, and you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.